Good morning, my brothers, my sisters in the Lord. Glory, glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. My brothers, my sisters, I welcome you today to what is the message? What is the message of the Lord? Today is Friday of the 27th week in ordinary time, year A. Our first reading taken from Galatians chapter 3, verses 7 to 14. Our gospel reading taken from Luke's gospel, chapter 11, verses 15 to 26. My brothers, my sisters, the Lord has a message for us today. Yes, my brother, my sister, I know that the worries of today are suffocating us, and we have wondered whether our God is near or distant. But my brother, my sister, I plead that you take a listen to the message of God for you, for me today. St. Paul notes in today's first reading that those who rely on faith would receive the blessings of Abraham. That is, as Mark chapter 9, verse 23 says, all things are possible to him who believed. John's Gospel chapter 11, verse 40 says, the glory of the Lord is revealed to him or her who believed. Thus, my brother, my sister, be reconciled to him today. Be reconciled to Jesus, because Jesus has reconciled us to God. In other words, Jesus is our Savior and fortress against sin and the evil one. Thus, my brother, my sister, sign that contract of peace, joy, and happiness with Jesus today. Do not discard that contract. Sign it. Allow Jesus to shoulder you. Allow him to help you. You will surely conquer your troubles, your worries. Romans chapter 12, verse 12 says, be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, persistent in prayer. In the fullness of time, that victory will be yours. In the fullness of time, joy and happiness will be yours. In the fullness of time, you will have life in abundance. In the fullness of time, you will be healed. In the fullness of time, your children would be fruitful. In the fullness of time, you will surely find rest in Christ Jesus. For our hearts are restless until they find rest in him alone. May the Lord bless you as you search for the Lord, and may he bless you when you find him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Remember to always pray for me, Father Anthony Uche. God bless you.